Welcome to Scout Trout Radio,
home of the elite.
Welcome to this episode. We've been on the road. If you've been following, we have it on our blog page, Scout Trout College Football Road Trip. I just uploaded an episode introducing the Georgia episode that we're going to be releasing later. Breaking news just came in that Tyler Fromm has broken his throwing hand on a jet ski on 4th of July, wakeboarding. So that's not good news for UGA, but luckily they do have another good quarterback in camp who's ready to go. That should just be a lesson, man. Be careful on these holidays. It's hard not to get on the jet ski and not to get on the wakeboard, but I've seen whole arms blown off by fireworks. I've seen eyes blown out by fireworks. People go blind. I've seen a lot of bad things happen on 4th of July. So I try and stay away from that mess. Yeah, it's good to go to family functions and parties, but when all that hoopla starts, it's also good to dwindle away and disappear. So back to Scout Trout news. Anthony Zimmerman had a very large poster come in today of all the schools that are recruiting him and have reached out. He's got some offers he's mulling through. He said, listen to this list: Duke, UConn, Virginia, Arkansas, Pitt, Penn State, Penn, Rutgers, Purdue, Holy Cross, Virginia Tech, Harvard, University of North Carolina, Duquesne. I don't know what that image is. Washington, Westchester, Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt, Rice, Wisconsin, Clemson, Texas A&M. Wow. So that is our number one recruit for class of 2020 so far. He is off to one heck of a start, I must say. Very happy for Anthony Zimmerman. He's out there in Hershey High School. They were 2-8 last year. They're looking to have a big season this year, though, and really rally behind this young man who obviously is going to be an outstanding student athlete at the next level. He wants to be a biomedical engineer. So all of these schools have that program for him to study, and he will be pursuing them hard as they are pursuing him hard, working hard. The rest of the season will, I believe, land him offers from a lot of these schools. As you know, he's going to be an instant contributor on special teams, making big plays that way. And you know, that's the key to playing right away in college. Everybody talks about wanting to play right away. It don't matter where you go, you can play right away on special teams and have a lot of fun making plays and then prove yourself and then move up to that, you know, starting linebacker role a lot earlier than you would have. All in all, the trip was fun. UGA was a blast. I've really seen some great prospects there for this season that they've been able to. UGA's done a lot of different moving around on the offensive line this spring. They're really just getting guys prepared at secondary positions to bring other guys in to play, you know, at tackle. They're preparing a really good tackle. Solomon McKinley was playing a lot of left guard in spring. That's going to be his, like Kirby said in a press conference, that's going to be his secondary position. Linemen need to be interchangeable at the next level. That's why, you know, you'll see guys go from tackle to center, from center to guard, all over the place, because that's pretty much what your job is. You got to be interchangeable. If a guy gets hurt and you're the next best guard, but you're the backup, you know, or the starting center and the starting guard gets hurt and you have a backup center who's better than your backup guard, you're going to move the guard and that center is going to come in. You know, it's kind of a flip-flop thing. So you got to be prepared to play at every position on the O-line. Most centers I see are being transferred from the guards positions, from the tackle positions, because they're the bigger guys on their younger high school teams. So, you know, Kirby Smart's got a lot of talent at Georgia this year. I think it's going to be a record-setting season at Georgia when it comes to defense. Once again, he's got a great defensive unit, which I'm going to talk about here in a second, that, you know, really brings the heat, really brings the pressure on the quarterbacks. They did let up 48 points last year to Oklahoma in the BCS semifinals, which I talked about on my intro to this show, which, you know, it's the end of the season. Offenses have been working together. The timing's down. You get to study film a lot more. You get all that time off to prepare for an opponent. You get about a month to prepare for one opponent. So if you look at it that way, if you give guys like Kirby Smart and Lincoln Riley and guys like that a month to prepare, you know, those points are going to add up fast, and they're going to find different ways to beat you on alignment and, you know, matchups and stuff like that. So they're looking at everything under the sun when it comes to beating a defense. So it's hard for a defense to match up not knowing what the offense is going to do based on their alignment. It's a tough task for any defense, and the Big 12 is notorious for those offenses. So there is some legitimacy to Coach Riley's argument saying that Georgia wouldn't be a top five defense in the country. It made people angry because it's like, well, you just lost to Georgia, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but we also just put up 48 points. And if, you know, the rest of the Big 12, if you go look at how many points they put up, you know, Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech, Texas A&M, not Texas A&M in the Big 12, but all those teams, all those great teams are going to put up a lot of points. Texas, so the air raid offense with Cliff Kingsbury, I mean, it's going to put up 60 a game. Maybe not on Georgia, but still, does it make them the top five defense in the country? SEC is a more ground and pound game, which Georgia's built to defend. You know, so there's two totally different conferences, two totally different subjects, really, to me, when you look at it. So comparing the two is really hard, but, you know, I pretty much did it for you right there. One conference throws the ball a whole bunch and is about scoring, and the other conference is about ground and pound and shutting them down. So when you look at it that way, Riley could be right, he could be wrong. We don't know. We're going to have to let the pads do the talking. And the pads did the talking on January 2nd, and Georgia came out on top. So, go Dawgs, go Dawgs. That's part one today. I'm going to come back and talk a little bit more about UGA, the experience there, the facilities. I'm going to put the pictures on the slideshow to show you guys everything that we got to experience at Georgia. It was just wonderful. The facilities were just state of the art. Got a great workout in on the field. You know, met some great underclassmen, some great players that looked like they're ready to rock and roll. Georgia had a lot of players stay over the summer to grind, to get better, to prepare for that SEC championship run. To get back to the BCS National Championships, and this time to hoist the trophy, which I seen the trophy. I seen Herschel Walker. I seen the legacies that Georgia has produced. And I am extremely excited for the Georgia Bulldogs 2018-2019 college football season. Now, it's going to be a fun ride to watch this year, because Kirby's going to have to face good old Nick Saban down the road. Eventually, it's just karma, it's just fate. The teacher, Nick Saban, and his pupil will come back and possibly beat him. Who knows? We're about to find out this year at collegefootballtoday.org and ESPN and the rest of them, but you're going to find out the inside information here first on Scout Trout Radio. Via collegefootballtoday.org. We're going to be talking a lot about Florida State, what we found out there. Got some real insider information in the woods. We're going to be talking about Clemson. Place was on kind of lockdown. There's like lakes everywhere and tigers running around trying to bite you. But We got information. The Tigers, they can't keep up with a Panther. I'm too fast. So I will talk back here in a minute on Scout Trout Radio Part 2. Second part of this episode is going to be about Kirby Smart. In his early life, this is straight from Wikipedia, but twisted up in a Scout Trout lingo. He was the son of a former high school football coach. Smart began his playing career at Bainbridge High School and went on to play college football at the University of Georgia. So Coach Kirby Smart, pretty much, he has his dream job. He played at Georgia, and now he is the head coach of Georgia. How is that not just, like, beautiful in itself? So the man's happy. So we know that. He doesn't look happy half the time, but he's happy. His teammates, he had some great teammates. Antonio Cochran, man, even All-Pro Champ Bailey played with Coach Kirby Smart. So he knows a thing or two about corners because he's a very observant coach. He finished his career with 13 interceptions, which ranks fourth all-time at Georgia. Well, he might have been better than Champ Bailey at corner. So that's beautiful right there in itself. He also was a four-time member of the SEC Academic Honor Roll. Smart graduated from Georgia in 99 with a degree in finance. He went undrafted in 1999 and signed a free agent contract with the Indianapolis Colts. Wow. So he was a grinder. And he was cut before the regular season. He probably was sad for about 30 minutes knowing Kirby Smart. And he's like, I'm going to be a bomb-ass coach. Coaching career. Smart began his coaching career with the University of Georgia in 99. Serving as an administrative assistant. That's a GA. He then moved to Valdosta State, where he spent one season as defensive backs coach before being promoted to defensive coordinator for the 2001 season. They gave him his shot. From 2002 to 2003, Smart worked as graduate assistant under Bobby Bowden at Florida State while pursuing a master's degree. He received his master's degree from FSU in 2003. Smart then spent one season as defensive backs coach at LSU under head coach Nick Saban. Smart rejoined the Georgia Bulldogs program to serve as running backs coach for the 2005 season. His only NFL season came in 2006, during which time he coached under Saban again, this time as the Miami Dolphins safeties coach. So the man knows a thing or two about defending the pass, Lincoln Riley. Knows a thing or two about shutting the passing game down, Lincoln. All right. Alabama. This is the Alabama time. Smart followed Nick Saban to Alabama in 2007. He was hired by Saban as assistant coach on January 9th. Smart was promoted to defensive coordinator on December 8th, 2009. Smart was awarded the Broyles Award as the nation's best assistant coach. He was the first Alabama assistant coach to win the award. Smart considered a lucrative contract to be the defensive coordinator at his alma mater, the University of Georgia, but chose to stay with the Crimson Tide in early January 2010. Wow. Smart was recognized as the 2012 American Football Coaches Association FBS Assistant Coach of the Year. Smart was granted a $200,000 salary increase to make him the highest paid defensive coordinator in college football. On December 6th, he was announced as Georgia's 26th head football coach. Smart was 8-5 in his first season with the Bulldogs. But then he turned it around the next season. He led them to 9-0. That was their first 9-0 start since 1982 and won the SEC East after a victory over the South Carolina Gamecocks. Smart coached Georgia to its first SEC title 2005 and only the fourth 12-win season in school history. On December 9th, Georgia was ranked number 3 by College Football Playoff Committee, not collegefootballtoday.org, and was set to play number 2 Oklahoma in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Georgia rallied from a 31-17 first half deficit, ultimately defeating Oklahoma 54-48 in double overtime, completing the largest comeback in Rose Bowl history. If that tells me Lincoln Riley needs to work on his defense. Oh, that's what that told me right there. Riley needs to work on his defense. Kirby's got his defense straight. Riley's got his offense straight, but I don't know. Smart was a member of the Georgia Beta chapter, and he is married to Mary Beth Elizabeth Lissett, who played basketball for the University of Georgia. The couple has three children. They must be athletic children. I bet you we will see some Smarts coming up through the ranks of high school and college athletics in the future. Man, notable coaches. His coaching tree's pretty good, man. Bobby Bowden, Nick Saban, Mark Richt. So it sounds like Coach Kirby Smart came from kind of the same path as Nick Saban. Grinder. Learned from the best. Now he's making $4 million. Well, $3.75 million. And it looks like he's going to lead Georgia into some big things here in the future. I really think I love Georgia Bulldogs football. Jake Fromm, the quarterback, we'll pray for his hand. Hope that it heals and he will be feeling better to come sling that pigskin come SEC game day. If not, you know, his brother will be there next year, 2019. Tyler Fromm, very good prospect coming up for the future of Georgia football. I'm very intrigued. I'm going to have to take a look at their roster real quick. Georgia's roster is stacked this year, and I just want to talk about some of the key players that they're going to have coming into this season. Some of the best news Georgia got, that DeAndre Baker will return this year. He thought about declaring for the draft, you know, but he's the best shutdown corner Georgia's had in years. They're extremely excited about DeAndre Baker coming back for his senior year. Of course, sophomore quarterback Jake Fromm, you know, hopefully his hand's okay. Like I said, they need to put bubble wrap around him for the whole offseason. But then DeAndre Swift, sophomore running back, it's going to be interesting to watch. It's going to be hard to fill Chubb's shoes, but he is a very swift running back. He averaged 7.6 yards a carry as a freshman. So 1,500 yards is a very, maybe 2,000 yards, if they give him a lot of carries, is a very strong possibility for this young man. For the UGA Bulldogs. J.R. Reed, safety. Junior safety. This time last year, Georgia fans knew who Reed was, man. They knew. Some dude who transferred from Tulsa, Dog Nation said. They learned quickly, though. You know, they learned quickly. They didn't know who he was. Some dude who transferred from Tulsa, then he came in and just balled out. Interception, 79 total tackles. He's going to be a big key contributor this year for the Bulldogs. Tyler Clark at defensive tackle. I seen him when I was up there. Man, he was behind Trenton Thompson last year in the pecking order, but he is one heck of a monster at the D-line position. He's going to be dominant this year. Remind me a lot of, you know, the trench monster himself, Lloyd Murray from Hershey High School, Texas. He looked good in the UGA. He looked good in Alabama. You know, he looked good in any uniform. He's a beast. Terry Godwin is the leading returning receiver for the second consecutive season. So this is a big target for them. They're going to want to find Terry often, early and often. Jonathan Ledbetter at defensive end, going to be a big key contributor. You know, special teams, it is a big, you know, part of the game. Rodrigo Blankenship, he better come through this year. He's capable of consistently hitting 50-yard field goals. In a tight game in the SEC conference, when it comes down to, you know, who gets those crucial field goals, who can score every time they get the ball in the red zone, whether it's a touchdown or not, this guy's going to really have a lot of pressure on him this season. But, you know, I believe he's going to come through a lot for the Bulldogs this year. I haven't really watched a lot on his technique and stuff like that yet, but I will break that down if he decides to get sloppy with it. So you better stay on, keep the head down, follow through. nice and relaxed, plant in the right spot, all that stuff. So let's get it done this year at UGA. I see them raising the SEC East crown again, you know, just because of the brilliance of Kirby Smart on the defensive side of the ball, and then all of the offensive weapons that they've been able to accumulate and develop at Georgia. It is going to be one fun show to watch this year. You can catch it live on our news feed. I'm going to post this to the news feed and my other Georgia intro about Lincoln when I was riding down on my college football road trip. And yeah, next up, we're going to talk about Florida State football. I'm going to talk about our experience in Tallahassee, our first stop. I kind of had to skip that because we got really busy on the road dealing with a lot of stuff. You know, it's that time of year. It's football season. There's going to be haters. There's going to be people that are attacking. There's going to be people that will not stop and leave you alone. There's block buttons for that. Block them. Less distractions, the better right now for us. For all of us at Scout Trout, for going into the football season, organizations, teams, everything. No distractions. Stay focused. The ones who stay focused, stay semi-humble, stay proud, though, and be confident in your abilities. You will succeed this year in college football. It's those who have all these distractions, all these mental roadblocks, all these things off the field, girls, class, all these things. You know, find one good woman and stick with her. You know, it's a lot easier that way. There's a lot of bad things that can come out of college if you let it happen to yourself. It's the same thing in the world, though. It's the same thing in anywhere in life. So make sure you eliminate distractions by any means necessary. If you gotta hire a lawyer, hire a lawyer. If you have to just block, delete, say goodbye, do whatever you gotta do. Eliminating distractions is key in this business and industry, and I've become an expert at it, even though sometimes things are gonna bother you a little bit, but you can't let it bother you for too long. You have to move on and be strong. So let's go UGA. They are moving on. They are being strong. They lost in the national championship last year, but this year they're back for revenge. I mean, who wouldn't come back for revenge? Tyler Fromm is the class of 19 kid, and Jake Fromm and his brother, the quarterback, I think he'll be completing passes to his brother in the future, which will be really cool to see. Congrats, UGA, on being nationally ranked on collegefootballtoday.org. I see you moving up very, very quickly after this inside information that I was able to obtain on the University of Georgia's campus, at the University of Georgia's practice facility, putting on a Scout Trout show. That's it for the UGA episode of Scout Trout Radio. Hope everybody had a great, happy Independence Day, 4th of July. Had lots of ribs and chicken and barbecuing and all that stuff. We out.